How afraid should we be? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We are still deciding how afraid to be of Ebola, aren't we? In Liberia, where about 2,500 people have died, Major General Darrell Williams is overseeing the U.S. Army's medical rescue operation, and he found that even at the epicenter of the outbreak, life goes on.
This country is not hunkered down from this dreadful disease. As I drive around and fly around with the ambassador and others, there's vitality here. Folks are getting about their daily lives and are very, very resilient.
The important thing, as he told the assembled reporters listening from a safe distance at the Pentagon, is to follow the rules.
It's discipline. Every day in the morning with my breakfast, I take a malaria pill. That's my biggest concern. I wash my hands a lot, okay, with chlorine. We don't shake hands. We keep our distance.
Liberia is also a place where your body temperature is everybody's business.
Yesterday I had my temperature taken, I think, 8 times. Before I got on and off aircraft, before I went in and out of the embassy.
So Major General Williams' message, as someone right in the middle of this, is don't freak out. Compared to the 2009 flu pandemic that killed 12,469 people in the U.S., this is nothing. Of course, statistics aren't quite as compelling as pictures of nurses in hazmat suits. The flu, we understand. Ebola, we don't. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.